my God, finally. Jesus, I thought that last table was never gonna leave. Oh, I hate that so much. They come in right before closing. We were literally turning off the music and putting up the chairs, and they were still just having a grand old time. Stiffed me on the tip, too, but it's kind of par for the course around here, so. Yeah. Hey, you don't have to stick around. I'll finish closing up. It's no big deal. Yeah, I don't feel like going home just yet. I figure I'll get some boring admin and manager duties done for a little bit. I deserve a drink. Well, can't argue with you there. It's definitely a long day. All right, but only if you'll have one with me. No, we didn't get to talk much today. It was too busy. What? I can't enjoy spending a little quality time with you? You are my favorite coworker. And I kind of prefer when it's just you and me on shift. Because we work well together. And you get me. No, I swear to God, some of the others, they probably think I'm crazy. They just, I don't know. They don't understand my humor, I guess. As long as I get a laugh out of you, I'm generally happy. Well, I'm not your boss. I'm your coworker. No, just because I'm the manager doesn't mean I'm. Well, okay, fine. I guess technically, yes, I am your boss, but I don't see it that way. Besides, it's not like you would ever do something if I asked you to. Because you're such a little tease. You love to mess with me. Here. Cheers to crappy customers. You do. Don't deny it. You are absolutely a tease. That's why you always get the best tips. You know how to work it. Hey, wait. You didn't say it back. Earlier, I said you're my favorite coworker. You didn't say it back. Damn, say it like you mean it next time. Okay. Okay, I believe you. I mean, who else would be your favorite coworker? Lou? Jen? Oh, God, I know. She's been awful lately. I don't know what's going on with her. I just I'm so glad you're on shift with me today. I can't stand being alone with her. Yeah, I mean, I definitely owe you one for running inventory with her last week. I do. I owe you big time. I am in your debt. How am I gonna repay you? That's a good question. What do you want? You want me to grovel at your feet? Be your personal servant for a day? Sorry, that might be venturing into inappropriate conduct between coworkers. Oh, right, between a boss and her employee, technically. Except, no, stop. We're friends before we're any of that, right? I should hope so. I've been working here long enough. Have you ever dated a coworker? No? Yeah, me neither. Seems like it could get messy. But I don't know. I mean, I guess there's something kind of exciting about it. Like it's forbidden, you know? Having to sneak around and hide it from everyone. I kind of like that. Is that bad? I don't know, it's just kind of exciting, I guess. But I have, I mean, I've had work crushes. Of course, I mean, it's hard not to sometimes. I don't know. I mean, you work in close quarters with someone and you, I don't know. You see sides of people that you wouldn't when you're just friends with them, or you know what I mean? Wait, you said you've had a work crush before? Yeah? Got a crush on anyone here? I was kidding, but look at your face. You do. Oh, you totally do. You've got a crush on someone you work with. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Ow! Okay, I'm sorry. I rarely see you like this, all shy. It's really cute, actually. Who could it be? Well, it's definitely not Jen. We've established that. And you look really embarrassed right now. Damn. Whoever it is, that must really get you worked up. Come on, you can tell me. You can tell me. You know I'm good at keeping secrets. I am. I'm very good. It's what makes me a good manager. I know all the secrets of this place. Or, let me guess, because I have a suspicion of who it might be. Do you want to hear? Yeah? You want to hear who I think it is? I think you have a crush on me. Oh, shit. Oh, hey. It's okay. It's okay. I've got it. No. I've got it. Just hold on. Let me grab. Here. Glass just flew out of your hands, huh? Here, let me wipe this up and, oh, damn, did it get on you? Okay, hold still. Let me, can you unbutton your shirt? Yeah, that's perfect. Here, let me just wipe that up off your chest. There you go. You good? So am I right about your crush? How did I know? Well, I wasn't positive until you spilled your drink everywhere, but kind of confirms it for me. It's been a little obvious. Just a little bit, yeah. Oh, it's all in your eyes. You're pretty good at hiding it at times, but I've just noticed you looking a few times. Yeah, like I've noticed you staring at me. No, not in a creepy way. It feels good, the way you look at me. It's like, I've got your attention. Why didn't I make a move? Why didn't you? Well, exactly. It's like I said, dating your coworker. It's an easy recipe for a mess, don't you think? But clearly, you don't have a problem with making messes like you just did now. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. But, I'm not kidding about my crush. Yeah, my crush. I told you, I've had a workplace crush too. You were just too distracted to ask me about it. Yeah, I've got a crush too. On you, yes. So, what do we do about this? I mean, the way I see it, we can be professional, go on with our lives like we didn't have this conversation, and avoid any messiness. Or we can say to hell with it and I've been wanting to do that for a really long time. Oh, it absolutely exceeded my expectations, yeah. So much, in fact, that I would really like to do it again. And again. And again. Come home with me. We'll talk more about this crush, among other things. Yeah? Let's go.